The grieving parents of Noemi Gonzalez want to hold YouTube parent Google responsible for their daughter's death. Gonzalez was among those killed in a terrorist attack in Paris in 2015. Their attorney, Eric Schnapper, told justices YouTube was responsible for helping the Islamic State spread its message and attract new recruits. Schnapper said YouTube's algorithm pushed Islamic State videos as opposed to simply playing them.
If I say, play for me an ISIS video, and they just directly play the video, then what they've done falls within the language of the statute. It's requested, it's purely third-party content, but what's happening at YouTube is they're not doing that. I type in ISIS video, and they're going to be a catalog of thumbnails which they created. It's as if I went into the bookstore and said, I'm interested in sports books, and they said, we've got this catalog which we wrote of sports books we have here, and handed that to me. They created that content.
Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act provides Google, Twitter, Facebook, and other companies sweeping immunity from lawsuits over their targeted recommendations of videos, documents, and other content. Justice Elena Kagan was among members of the court suggesting that Congress and not the Supreme Court justices should make needed changes to a law passed early in the internet age.
Now, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the internet. And I don't have to accept all Ms. Blatt's the sky is falling stuff to accept something about, boy, there is a lot of uncertainty about going the way you would have us go. And maybe Congress should want that system. But isn't that something for Congress to do, not the court?
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, one of six conservatives, agreed. Kavanaugh asked, isn't it better to keep things the way they are and put the burden on Congress to change the law? The case highlighted the tension between technology policy fashioned a generation ago and the reach of today's social media, numbering billions of posts each day. Lisa Blatt, representing Google, told the court that the algorithms are just a way of organizing all the available information. She said YouTube users watch a billion hours of videos daily and upload 500 hours of videos every minute. Chief Justice John Roberts, though, was among several justices who questioned Blatt about whether YouTube should have the same legal protection for its recommendations as for purely hosting videos.
The videos just don't appear out of thin air. They appear pursuant to the algorithms that your clients have, and those algorithms must be targeted to something. And that targeting, I think, is fairly called a recommendation, and that is Google's. That's not the provider of the underlying information.
On Wednesday, the court will hear about another terrorist attack at a nightclub in Istanbul in 2017 that killed 39 people. That attack has prompted a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.